You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We are in the third and final hour of our program this morning, and it's time for us to get into our deep dive. We're talking about practicing thankfulness in adversity, and today we're focusing on the science of gratitude. Now, did you know that practicing gratitude rewires your brain? Research shows that regularly expressing thankfulness reduces stress, it improves our mood, and it even strengthens relationships. Now, science confirms what the Bible has always taught. Gratitude is powerful. Like they say, God speaks and then science runs to catch up with what he has said. And when we train our minds to focus on what's good, we build resilience and gain the strength to navigate life's storms. And to join us once again for this conversation, we have Dr. Tumbalamoto to speak to us about the science of gratitude. Welcome once again, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hello, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so very much for it. So gratitude is, yeah, good morning. Can I go ahead?
Yes, please go ahead. How does gratitude affect our mental and emotional well-being?
Yes, so gratitude is very important to us as Christians. It helps us a lot. Mm. Many of us don't really know how helpful it is, but gratitude helps in a number of ways. Mm-hmm. It helps us to overcome our negativity. Mm. When you focus on being grateful, most of the negative biases that we have would go away. And the practicing gratitude also allows our brain to release serotonin and dopamine. These are good hormones that make us feel good. They also impact on our mood. So it is something that is very important. It changes actually your well-being. So being so grateful is a good Christian discipline. No wonder the Bible emphasizes that. Be thankful in all circumstances.
Which then leads me to my question, which is, why does God call us to be thankful in all circumstances, like in the good, in the bad, regardless of what we're going through, we're called to be thankful. Why is that?
So God calls us to be thankful in all circumstances. There are many reasons, but maybe what I would highlight here, in the first one, it opens our hearts to trust God more. So that we might be ready for more blessings. So when you have a heart of gratitude, it shows that you are trusting. You are trusting more in the name of God. So
yes,
that's why it says, hey, be thankful, be grateful for the things that I have given you. Mm. So being to be grateful is also a way of making life good. There are times we focus our attention on the bad things around us.
Yes.
But if we just tilted our minds to look at the good things, you'll be surprised to see there are so many good things of which we had not even counted. So when you are grateful, you see the many good things that God gives you. So it's good to be grateful.
Very true. Very true.
So in times of crisis, you find that when you are grateful, you have more resilience to navigate through such challenges.
So how does it actually happen? How does thankfulness shift our focus from problems to possibilities?
Oh, just come again. Sorry. It's like I'm losing you.
Oh, sorry about that. I was saying, how does thankfulness shift our focus from our problems rather to our possibilities? How does that happen? Or is it the other way around, that when we focus our possibilities, then we are thankful? Or does the thankfulness have to come first And that helps us focus on possibilities instead of problems.
Yeah, so we sometimes spend much time focus on our problems or on our issues, but God would like us to focus on Him.
Mm.
So we need to focus on God, and that's why He still says, "Hey, be thankful, give thanks in all circumstances. Don't look at your challenges, not to ignore them, but to know that there's somebody who is above your challenges." That also gives of hope to us, so we can be thankful, knowing that God wants it. You know, the Lord wants us to be grateful. Mm. To be grateful.
Beautiful.
To be grateful. Yes.
And then
okay. There's also all this. We need to know that what we have comes from God.
Mm. Mm. What are some practical ways to make gratitude a daily habit? What are some practical things that we can do in our lives to make it a habit to be grateful?
So you're asking only what we can do to make
gratitude
to make a state of gratitude. Uh-huh. So there are many ways we can do to strengthen the spirit of gratitude in us.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the ways suggested would include to appreciate, look at yourself, look at the things that God has done for you, and just have that appreciating mind to say, thank you, God, for what you have done to me or what you have made me to become.
Mm.
So that would be the first step of how you can indicate or you can show as a way of making yourself to be grateful. The second one is maybe to write down on a piece of paper or in a book.
Yes.
Where you can do like journaling to
yes.
say, look at the new things that God has done in your life. So
yeah.
Today you can focus on one or two things. Maybe just write a short paragraph and say, oh, I'm thankful to God because He has done ABCD. And then as you keep on putting those journals, you find in a long run that there have been so many things that you have been grateful to God.
Mm.
Someone also suggested that you could also maybe just get a picture of something that you are grateful and then post it on social media and just say, hey, I'm thankful because of this individual or this thing that happened to me. And that thing also will get others to feel good. And not only that, it will also push them to say something about being grateful to God. And the other thing would be you can have a team of friends, just share what God has done in your life, what you are grateful for. And as you share, someone will also come in and share what God has done for. So you'll find that by doing that, you are making it to be a practical thing.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love those ideas. And then would you say gratitude can also improve our relationships with other
Great.
People? How would that happen?
Hello.
Hello, Pastor. I was saying, can gratitude improve our relationships with other people?
Come again. Yes, I mentioned that you can have a team whereby you can share the thing that you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So as you share, you find that they will also be moved with that. They may also share some things they didn't know they didn't care much about, and then that spirit of being grateful will also be propagated. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. I look forward to our next conversation as we continue this lesson on practicing thankfulness in adversity. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.